What is the maqsad of today's bayan? As I told you, it is to take us to a very high lifestyle. And the lifestyle that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invite to is the lifestyle of amal, of acquiring every objective, every aspiration that you have in your heart, every success through amal, and to be saved from every calamity and difficulty only through amal, not mal, but amal. And this was precisely what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. He said, I will give you certain deeds to do which are prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is called amal. And the benefit of that is that the first and foremost thing is that it will keep you connected to Allah all the time. These deeds are such that they will keep you connected to Allah Ta'ala all the time. So the invitation of Islam is that you must come on to amal. You must live a life in which the greatest importance to you must be that I must be fulfilling the injunctions of this deen, and I must be a practical Muslim. That is the invitation. And the value of one action, whether it is a fard or a sunnat or a nafil, the value of that action must be greater in my heart than anything else in this world. The greatest commodity that I have in my hand must be the actions that Allah and His Rasul have prescribed to me. And then these actions will fulfill my needs. Now when these actions fulfill the need, they look very unusual, strange once again. See? Just like if Musa alayhi salam is told that you strike that staff on the water and you will find a path for yourself. Such a deep water, and he's being commanded, you strike that staff. So if he has to now start working out how this is going to happen, scientifically, how is it going to happen that when I strike a staff, then the sea is going to open up into a path? The sea, eh? Such deep waters. But by fulfilling that command, the path came. The command to Yusuf alayhi salam was, you go to save yourself from an obscene act, from immorality. Your job is to flee from there. So the first thing he does, he turns to Allah Ta'ala and says, Qala ma'ad Allah, refuge is only in you, O Allah. And then practically he moves towards locked doors. And he knows the doors are locked. But he moves in that direction, not working out anything. But you have to fulfill the command. See? So when he goes to the door opens. Not by chance. Allah makes it open. There's no coincidence that the Malik or the king or the ruler of that time, he also landed up at that time. And likewise, every other command of Allah and its outcome you can study in Quran. So where does this other norm of society fit into this whole thing? So what we say is that the primary, this what we are discussing, that is taking on the actions of deen and the deeds of this deen, they are also a type of means that you use to acquire your objectives in this world. But the name that we give to these means is called asbab-e-ghaybiyya, the unseen means. And the normal lifestyle that everybody else is living, the non-Muslims, where they go and do certain things to acquire certain things, that is called asbab-e-zahiriyya, those means that are apparent. So what we do is, as Muslims, we categorize these two. And we say the asbab-e-ghaybiyya come first, the amal of deen come first, and then comes the asbab-e-zahiriyya. And that is how we live. We first read Fajr Salah, then we go to work. If you're not doing that, then you're not with us yet. As Muslims, you're not with Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this tartib must be in the mind. That first I acquire asbab ghaibiyah, and then I go to asbab zahiriyah. And that is how I will live. And I told you that the first benefit of that is that you will always be connected to Allah. And your priority would be mentally that whatever's coming to me is coming from the first means that I'm using. And the secondary means, sometime it can be there, sometime it won't be there. But I will still get to my objective because I still got the first. See? Priority will be in the first. That I must hold on very strongly to the asbab-e-ghaybiyah, the first category. Now unfortunately you ask some old people that why don't you retire and give up work? You say, what I'm going to do? The problem is he didn't have this system in his life. That if he had the asbab-e-ghaybiyah in his life, he had certain amal which according to him, I'm fulfilling my needs through these amal. And secondary is that I'm doing whatever the non-Muslims also do, that which is common between us and non-Muslims, that we also go through certain procedures. But that asbab that is unique to the Muslim, those du'as and those amal, those actions which was prescribed by Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that will remain with me till the day of Qiyamah, till the day I die, if I have to live. And Allah will carry on conferring upon me my needs because I'm still doing those actions. Whether I get old or whether I retire from the secondary part, but I will still hold on to the first part.